Okay, we do have a speaker tonight. They're going to share with us for 40, 45 minutes. So, Experience, Strength and Hope, Journey 2 into and through Narcotics Anonymous. And I'm going to hand you over to Helen, who's going to introduce them. So, Helen, over to you.
Hi everyone, I'm Elaine, I'm an addict.
Hello.
Hi Elaine.
Hi
Hi,
Elaine.
Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Elaine.
I'm so,
Helen.
thank you. Hi everybody. I'm so looking forward to this person coming to share with us tonight. I've met this person 1 year and 2 months ago. I've heard this person pretty much every day except for the last week, as I don't manage the morning meetings. But it's been amazing to watch this person stay clean through so many challenges, through so many changes in their life, and changing countries and doing all sorts of amazing things. And I just I love that person. That person's become a really a good friend actually, and I care for that person a lot, and they're it's wonderful to have them here, and I really am so curious about hearing their share, because I've only heard them share little minutes here and there. So with no further ado, Erin Keith, please come and share with us.
Excellent.
Thank you, Helen. I'm Erin. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Hi,
welcome.
Erin.
Hello. Thank you so much, Helen, for asking me.
Hey,
And
Ryan.
I am very. I'm not. I mean, to be fair, I'm not very nervous, but I'm a little bit nervous. But I've been looking forward to sharing. For selfish reasons, I'm like, wow, 45 minutes. I will have an opportunity to talk for so long. That's so cool. But today I was thinking, I always forget that, like, doing a share is also service. I always forget about that. And so I'll tell you about myself a little bit. I am 2 years and 5 months clean, and I am. Oh, I don't know what else. I'm pretty much growing up in recovery. When I came into recovery, how old I was? 23. I was 23. Now I'm 26, and coming into recovery has been the best thing that ever happened to me. It's where I found myself and the world. And I don't even have words to describe it. And I really wanted to talk about my experience with the steps, because I never really talked about it in a continuous manner. I just recently finished step 7, and it's oh God. So step 1, we admitted that we were powerless over our addiction, our lives have become unmanageable. How my sponsor always says that there's no point writing the steps, you're not using them in their li in your life. And I like to write stuff. My fourth step, I spent a year and a month on it, 13 months. And it's very, very long, and my sponsor's like, like, why so much? But in my day to day, I use step one as Sorry, I just realized in the moment that I'm not talking about what I actually want to talk about. That's what I'm also learning in recovery, that it's okay to not be perfect, to be a mess, and I'm pretty content with being a mess in recovery. I really like the tradition that says we should remain forever non-professional, and I think that applies to everything, really, because there is no such thing as perfection. That's like, so yeah, and I changed my mind and I don't want to talk about the steps. I'm sorry, but I want to talk about feelings because that's a very like important thing for me. When I first got clean, I really immediately I started enjoying life, and I started enjoying how wonderful it is to experience all the feelings, and that is what kept me coming back. One of the many things that kept me coming back was that only by staying clean as a starting point, I can enjoy life, and it has helped me, this thought and this notion in many, many occasions. I'm gonna be jumping it here and there because I'm not sure how to be eloquent. I don't know. I'm just gonna talk whatever comes to my head, if that's all right. And also, a very important thing for me is like feeling alive. And recently, so I struggle with also like I have mental health conditions, like dual diagnosis and stuff. And since coming to recovery, I hadn't had suicidal thoughts at all until a couple months ago. And I started, and I, when I had them in recovery, I was terrified because that was like a real, like, difference for me. Because I was always like, I love life and I want to live in recovery, and the suicidal stuff is left in active addiction where it belongs. But stuff can happen, and it doesn't mean that something is not working, or just that right now I'm trying to accept that I can feel however, and thoughts and feelings, they come and they go, but I stay clean no matter what. And that is also, I have a really big fear of like relapsing, and like getting complacent and leaving the program. I'm quite afraid of that. And sometimes, like, I miss a meeting for 2 days, and I'm starting to get anxious because I missed the meeting for 2 days. Now I'm gonna like leave an A and relapse, and like, but then I say to myself, no matter what, even if I didn't go to a meeting for 2 days, I'm not gonna use, and I'm gonna go to a meeting tomorrow. And that helps. Like, yesterday I went to two meetings, an online and an in-person one, and I felt amazing. And Whenever I stray away from the program, I start feeling weird, and I don't connect those two things immediately. And but when I realized what was wrong, my sponsor has suggestions for me that are daily, that I have to do every day. Even it doesn't matter how much I can write, what I can literally put one dot in my notebook and that's enough, but I have to do it every day. That's like his suggestion. And I'm struggling with that because I used to, like, at university, I used to not go to class because I didn't do homework. I was like, either it's perfect or not at all. And so it's like a new concept for me to do a little bit, even if just to stay in the process. And where I was going with that, after a year of doing pretty much every day, doing like a short, what's it called? Inventory, like a daily inventory, I got so tired of it. And I was like, sponsor, can I please stop doing it? And he was like, "It's your recovery. You can do whatever you want." So I stopped doing it for a month, and I was so miserable. And I stopped doing all the suggestions. I was just going to meetings, and I was miserable. I don't even remember why, but it's just like it's almost like in my head. And I called my sponsor, and he asked me, "What like did you do this and this and this?" And I was like, "No." And he's like, "And why are you th why then you are you asking? Why are you feeling bad?" And it really works. I don't know how. I don't know, but it does. And I am super grateful for it. Like, I can. Today I was thinking, I really like angel numbers, you know, like 222555, and today I have 888 days clean. And I looked at it, like the app, you know, and I was thinking, every day is different. Like, I will never have the same day. Like, it's always a different day. It's always a different number on what's it called? The thing with the clean Yeah, and that kind of gave me hope that, and like just a nice feeling that every day there's a new opportunity and stuff, and yeah. I wanted to talk about feelings, yeah. My mum's cat died today. She fell into a pool, like a swimming pool in the garden, and drowned. And that is so sad. I'm like, and I have a hard time crying, and but I almost cry. I call my mum, and she's okay, and but it's just so, it's just so sad and like devastating. She was so young, and I have this year I lost my cat, and also my uncle died this year, and I never really encountered death before. I mean, my grandfather died when I was, I don't know, 11, and but I don't. I remember I was really, I was really heartbroken, but it didn't really register, and I already forgot how that felt. And I didn't know how to be around like people and people grieving, like what to do, like how to show support. And when I when like beings close to me died this year, I realized that it's just how I feel it. It's just it's an unpleasant feeling. It's like, and nothing anyone says really is gonna help in my views. It doesn't matter what I say. I think I'm starting to like get into like philosophical stuff, and I have this thing. Okay, I need to stop myself, and have a breath. Yeah, I don't really know what else I can share. Experience, strength, and hope. My experience and strength and hope is that is in that in recovery I learned, and I am now sure of it. After the first three steps, is that whatever happens, I can deal with it, whatever, and I can deal with it clean. That doesn't mean I'm devoid of fear. That doesn't mean I am not anxious and not thinking. Like people, like right, even like right now, I'm looking at the screen, and when I see people leaving, I'm like, oh God, they hated my share, and that's why they left. Like, but in that. Whatever scary things can happen, they I'll be all right as long as I'm alive. And anyone in this room is also going to be all right no matter what. Because I don't know. I just have this faith right now that nothing is that I experience that is like mental or emotional is going to kill me. No, not like heartbreak or grief or that sort of thing. I don't really know. I have a lot of how do you say? No, I don't know. Well, this is difficult. I'm sorry. I was thinking recently about creativity in recovery and how I'm still scared to do me like to write music, because that's what I was trying to do in active addiction. It's kind of still connected to that experience in my mind. And this year I started writing, like creative writing, I don't know. And I never did it that much, and it's so great. Like I used to think that I'm incapable of like creative things, but when I do that, it's like I found something that I'm really good at, and recovery is full of those things. Like I can be whatever, and I can do whatever I want, like as someone's in a meeting, like said, recovery is like a blank canvas, and like if you want to be like a rocket scientist, you can do that. If you want to do fuck all, do fuck all. And sometimes I remind myself that I don't have to do anything. I can do what I want, but I don't have to. And I'm sorry, this is all over the place. I am kind of angry at myself for being this way, but I don't know how people share that long. I got into a relationship this year, and that has been really, really strange. Yeah, I was, I am really intense in terms of romantic relationships, and in before coming to recovery, I used to come like I used to go into relationships compulsively because I was alone for some time, and then I was like, oh, I'm bored, or like I'm lonely. So I found someone random, and I was like, I was just like literally just thinking about all the people I know, and chose someone, and somehow they were into me, and we started dating, and with I spent 3 years in two separate relationships that I didn't really want to be in. That was such an unpleasant experience, and I also was miserable because I was using, not, I wasn't using that much, but I was using very frequently, and that contributed to my misery a lot. And right now, no, then in recovery, when I was doing step four, I realized how I need to know for sure that I am in love with a person to be in the in the relationship with them, and I need to see where that is coming from. Is it coming from my loneliness? Is it coming from me trying to fill a void inside of me? Is it coming from just I don't know, whatever, sexual desire? And I met someone because, like, in the spring, I was really wanting to be in a relationship, and I was like, damn. I even like prayed to my higher power to like find someone, and then I found someone, and I took my time, which was like 2 months or three, asking myself, do I really want this? Do I really like them? Do I, so like, right now I'm trying to prioritize my own feelings. Like, because it's much easier to live through rejection for me than it is to find myself in a relationship where I don't love the person, and to break out to them that I'm like, to break up with someone because I'm such a people pleaser, and I'm such a, I don't want to look like a bad person in people's views. And that brings me to another Another topic of that happened quite recently. Oh yeah, this is a good topic, yeah. Sorry, I'm all over the place. Really sorry. That's just how I am, I guess. I had a friend who was really toxic, and like she was incredibly toxic, but she didn't do anything explicitly like bad to me, so I didn't like her, but I never even considered that not liking someone is a reason enough to not st to stop being friends with them. So I endured her, and at some point I wasn't like unable to do it anymore. And my sponsor was telling me for like ages to like just block her, stop talking to her. And I didn't listen to my sponsor because I was afraid to be a bad person, quote unquote. Because like the fact that I don't like her is not reason enough to just say like I don't want to be your friend anymore. So then she started being annoying again and like causing me misery. I called my sponsor, and my sponsor gave me like an ultimatum. Either I block her or we're not. So my sponsor told me to either choose her or him. Of course, I chose my sponsor. I told her that I'm gonna stop talking to her for 6 months and block her everywhere. And a couple months later, she texted me on a social media that I forgot existed and didn't block her there. And well, there was a lot of stuff, but basically, she in the messages, she accused me of being like the worst person ever, and how horrible my action of stopping talking to her for 6 months was, that I betrayed her, and that yada yada. And then she was like talking about how she wanted to kill herself, and then that was at the same time that I was in step seven and praying for my shortcomings to be removed. And I looked at those messages, and I didn't feel any pity even. I just felt hatred, and I told her that I want her to continue living, that I'll do things that I promised to do, and then I told her to forget I existed. And blocked her. And I felt so good. I didn't think I was capable of hatred, but I actually am. And I'm capable of anger, and that's a perfectly normal human emotions. And I'm being emotional as I'm saying this. I'm like, I am not, we all have like different emotions and different feelings, and they're all valid, and it's all okay to feel them, and it's okay to set boundaries, and it's okay to acknowledge my own, for me it's okay to acknowledge my own feelings, and not suffer other people's shit while also not being the shit that people have to suffer. And since then, since that situation, like my higher power gave me that situation, that for some reason that person re remembered me decided to insult me. So I'll be a little less people pleasing, because for me it's like, if it's mildly annoying, I'm gonna endure it and stick with it. But sometimes it, like, when it crosses the line, I'm like, no. And yeah, I was talking about the relationship, and I'm very I'm working through a lot, and I have very heavy abandonment issues, and don't know, it's different, like, problems, and like when. And I get so mad when someone said, when my partner calls them insecurities, because that is so invalidating to me, at least. But every day and every, like, conversation, and I'm going to meetings and sharing about it, and I'm calling my sponsor, and I'm writing about it, talking to my partner about it, and it's getting better every day. And I don't know, this year's just a lot of things. In 6 days, it's gonna be 1 year of me living in the UK. That is so great. That has been my dream for ages. And my life happened to happen this way that I'm here, and I still can't believe it sometimes. Life beyond my wildest dreams. And thank you for listening to me. I guess I'm gonna leave it there, and because I'm out of ideas to what to talk about. But I want to say that no matter how long you have clean, we all have this one day, and that is what matters today. And we are together. I often forget about this, that we actually are a fellowship, and we are interdependent. While we are autonomous, we are interdependent, and that is a very important thing. I am grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for you for listening to my mess, and I hope you have a wonderful, clean 24 hours.